بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عن عتبة بن حارث رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: صليت وراء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة العصر، فسلم ثم قام مسرعا إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter that we should hasten to do good deeds. We must not delay in doing good deeds. We should not procrastinate, not leave it for later times, for better times. When things are sorted out, then we'll start making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, etc. But we should start immediately and do as much as we can. With regard to that, this hadith of Utbah ibn Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that sallaytu wara nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil madinati al asr. I performed what nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madina Sharif asr namaz, which indicates that he was from outside Medina and he had come to Medina Sharif. And in Medina Sharif there were other masjids also. The Sahaba should read namazes in their various masjids, but they should look forward and take the opportunity to come and read namaz with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his masjid, Masjid an-Nabawi. So on one such occasion he said, I performed my asr namaz behind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَسَلَّمَ ثُمَّ قَامَ مُسْرِعًا. After making salam, finishing the namaz, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood up immediately and in a hurried way. He was very much in a hurry. فَخَطَّ رِقَابَ النَّاسِ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ حُجْرِ نِسَائِهِ. And then he walked over the shoulders of the people, which was not the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, neither to walk so fast. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should walk at a moderate pace, not too fast, not too slow, but this time fast. And he went over the people, and we could see that he was in a great hurry. And he went to one of the rooms of one of his wives. فَفَزِعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ سُرْعَتِهِ. People, all the Sahaba who were present, they were also they were taken aback and they were parishan. They were wondering, why is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is not his normal habit, why is he going so fast and is going over the shoulders of the people. فَخَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ. After that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returned, and he returned to the people in the masjid. فَرَآ أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ عَجِبُوا مِنْ سُرْعَتِهِ. And he made out that they were astonished, and they were wondering, and why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam go out in such a fast manner, and where did he go? What happened? قال, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ذَكَرْتُ شَيْئًا مِنْ تِبَرٍ عِنْدَنَا. I remembered of a piece of gold, a nugget of gold that was by us. فَكَرِحْتُ أَنْ يَحْبِسَنِي. And I did not like that piece of gold must occupy me. That is my mind, my thoughts must be in it, etc. فَأَمَرْتُ بِقِسْمَتِهِ. And then I just went in and immediately I ordered that it must be divided and it must be given away. It must be distributed. So from this hadith we learn that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this thought came to him in namaz. In namaz he could not break his namaz. But as soon as he finished his namaz, against his normal habit that he would sit, make dhikr after asr namaz, make dua, etc. But all that on that occasion he did not do, and he rushed to one of the houses where this gold nugget was kept, and he ordered that it must be distributed. So he teaches us that to do good deeds we must not delay. Whenever we intend to do something also, don't delay. And another aspect is also that whenever we want to do something, we got the niyyah, we got the sawab for it already. When we now do it actually, then the sawabs increase and multiply manifold. So we should not delay in getting more sawabs. Whenever, if we want to give some charity, for example, don't procrastinate and give it. We want to give it, we made the niyat, we are getting the sawab, but now don't delay in giving it. Anything else we want to do, any good deeds we want to do, we should not procrastinate. Not necessary that we rush like this in this way, but do it as soon as possible. Many times, many good things a person delays. One of the things a person delays a lot is the making his will. And making a proper will is a great duty and a great ibadat also. Many people procrastinated and they passed away and they did not make their will. And the will, what does it entail? Not that how much we want to give to who. That has been decided. Allah Ta'ala has fixed that already. But like, for example, somebody is owing us money. We are owing somebody else money. We should have all that recorded so that everything is clear who our inheritors are. Everything, all that must be written down clearly so that everyone, if we pass, whenever we pass away, then there is no confusion and there is no ambiguity, and from that bickering and fighting starts. And then people claim various things in the family. A family that is very close-knit and united. On this point here, many families break up in a terrible way. How many times the old mother is even actually literally kicked out of the house. All these things happen because we don't do our things on time. We delay. We procrastinate. Many of us have got qaza namazes. I think I will make them. I will do them, there is still time, and we don't do them. The least we could do is to write it down, so that if we pass away from the one-third, that money can be paid out from there. We have got qaza rozas, and we haven't kept them, and we're not keeping them. Many ladies also procrastinate. Young ladies who have to miss their rozas every year, from 3 to 10 rozas, and they don't make them. They said, we'll keep them. Let winter come, we'll keep them. Now I'm busy with this, I'm busy with that. And without realizing it, 10 years rozas have accumulated. Now we look at 10 years rozas, now we haven't got the courage to start keeping them. But all this should not be the case. Whatever our duties are especially, we should not procrastinate, we should start doing good. And this chapter actually is not on doing what are our actual farz duties, but rather our nafal ibadat, that we should not delay in increasing and doing more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. We should not leave it and think that when I get free, when I settle all my matters, then I'll start making ibadat. No, a person should start immediately. And by start making the ibadat of Allah, Allah sorts out our worldly problems also. We took a person, if we to kill a snake, if he holds it by the tail, the snake will come around and bite him. If he just hits it on the head, the snake dies. So all these problems, we are also holding them at the wrong end. If we want to sort out our things, then make the ibadat of Allah. The correct procedure, start with the ibadat of Allah, and Allah will sort out all these things. Then all these things will fall in place by themselves, by the command of Allah Ta'ala. So we should not procrastinate, we should hurry and try and start making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And especially our faraid, we must not be neglectful in that. Or whatever we have to be doing, our will, our qaza, namazas, rozas, anything else, that we should have it properly on record, and we should start doing them also duly and fulfill all those obligations which are upon us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. SubhanAllah.